plate a potential nugget.
Just moving on, the other term that really caught my attention was this notion of giving away your Legos. You talk about the term used by First Round Capital in one of their articles. And you say that when companies scale up, you say that there's a point where you need to give away something that you're really passionate about in pursuit of scale. Can you talk a little bit about how founders manage this dichotomy and how they keep their mojo as they move away from things that give them joy?
Yeah, it is so difficult. You know, founders start their company to build their thing, whatever that is. And they're excited about the thing they're building. But then over time, they're like less and less close to the building of the thing and much closer to and need to be focused on the building of the company. So founders, I'm just thinking like there's two or three founders in particular that I'm thinking of right now who, you know, they get into the startup and they start the startup to disrupt an industry. And someone I just got off a call with just this afternoon, he's very excited about all the success. They're completely overachieving their success. They're like a Series D startup, not you know, really growing up, overachieving. And that's fantastic. But over the past few years, this founder has been focused on being an external voice for the company, fundraising when necessary, attracting new executives that they need to be successful, and really has very little to do with the product itself, with the thing they're building itself. And it continues to be a source of grief for him. Like, as in, that's why, you know, like, that's what he wanted to do. Hmm. And so the company is succeeding and the company is going to achieve his vision. However, his hands are no longer kind of involved. And it's very difficult for people to realize that they have to give away their Legos and then to actually give away their Legos. You know, I spoke to Dennis Crowley, the founder and former CEO of Foursquare. Mm-hmm. And what he told me in my book was, which I put in my book, was, you know, first you give away the things you don't like. So he gave away operations and that was okay. He didn't really care about the legal stuff. He didn't want to really budget or learn to make payroll. That wasn't his thing. And then you have to give away the other things like sales and like having no connection anymore to kind of the engineering. And then you have to give away product. And that was his baby. And there's like really sad that he had to give away product to somebody else. But that's the Legos you have to give away over time. Now, I would say on the bright side of that, for especially for employees who come in into high growth situations, they get to give away their Lego. They don't have to give away their, they get to, right? You earn the right. When you come into a company and you're not the founder yourself, your job is to be constantly hiring new people to do the things that you were going to do. And then you get to move on to more strategic stuff or more, you know, high level stuff and managing more people. And it's a good, you know, it's good for the company and good for you, but you as an employee often have to sort of have faith that there'll be something there for you on the other side of that.
Hmm. But with the founders that do this well, any insights around how they, like you spoke about this founder who had to give away product eventually. What have you learned about how they do this effectively? Any thoughts there?
A lot of thoughts. So first of all, it's accepting that that's part of the process. That's like definitely number one. Number two is getting real alignment from the executive team of what we're trying to do here. Because even if you don't have your hands in it, you want to feel the satisfaction that it's working. So being clear with your executives and your employees what we're building, how we're building it. The like specific clear goals to get them on the same page. And the third is especially hiring people who you know are aligned with your vision and your values so that you will be able to enjoy the fruit of their work and not have to constantly correct them. Because when you have confidence that they're going to do a good job, you're going to be more likely to be comfortable giving away your Legos and less likely to regret that you gave anything up because you know that they're handling it without you.
Three things occur to me here. Firstly, at a personal level, I can so relate to this point about not wanting to give away your Legos. In my instance, people have often suggested that I should think of scaling up the podcast as a platform and maybe get other interviewers on board, or scale up the advisory practice by getting more partners in. But somehow I find myself resisting it. One of my friends told me a few years back when I took the entrepreneurial plunge that I have more of an artisanal mindset. And somehow I feel this captures who I am. I derive great energy from doing small things, but going deep, having deep, purposeful one-on-one conversations with people. And I've tried to anchor my life around these two, to lead a life which gives me flexibility, to prioritize what's really important at that particular passage of play, while trying to spend most of my time enjoying what I do. However, a part of me also wonders if I've developed a block here and I'm not being open to possibilities. But that's the call I've taken for now. Secondly, my observations from my conversations with founders is that a lot of them have a very strong why. And they use the why as a prioritization mechanism to focus on what might be less energizing and boring, but still critical for the business for them to do in pursuit of the vision and purpose. Without that anchor, it can often be very hard for founders to give up their Legos, as Alyssa says. Thirdly, I feel this is where the complementarity of the founding team or the leadership team that comes in. I was speaking with Sanjeev Agarwal and T.N. Hari, authors of the book From Pony to Unicorn. They talk about the three themes that a startup should think about: growth, efficiency, and foundation. They go on to say that growth often comes naturally to the founder, but the other two don't. So can they get together with somebody who can bring in that mindset?
Yes, actually one very simple way to think about this is that I will simplify it further to say that there is one role of growth and other role of, say, efficiency and foundation. Or you can say there is a role of vision and forward-looking. And then there is a role of minding the store day in and day out. And in our book, we talk about this rhythm of Brahma and Vishnu, that entrepreneurs are very good at envisioning the future. And if they can surround themselves with a Vishnu who excels in day-to-day execution, then magic happens. And, you know, if you look at all great entrepreneurs in the country, like Mukesh Ambani, for example, he has Mr. Modi, who plays that role of getting it done. Or if you have Sanjeev Bikhchandani at Naukri, he has Hitesh Oberoi as his ally in making sure that there is world-class execution. So founders can think of themselves as more the visionaries, because that is a very intrinsic capability that is hard to inculcate, and then surround themselves with an execution person. So a CEO / COO combination can do wonders to discipline growth.
As a leadership team, do you bring in these complementarities, not just in terms of functional portfolio you run, but in terms of the orientation you bring, whether it's growth, efficiency, or foundation? It's a question worth asking. Thank you for listening.